Who's that?
Moshe.
Matt Dosha.
Yeah. Do you notice Rashi switches around his Lashon from Zochar to Nekeva? If you take a look at the, well, the Gemara calls, uses Lashon Zochar, Chetzio. Al-Gabe Selva, Chetzio, Al-Gabe, you notice that? And Rashi, in the same Rashi, he switches, he uses Lashon Zochar for the, Zohoris. Lashon Shel Zohoris. Because he says, Iyamit Naktare Kule Besela. You notice that? He doesn't say Iyamit Naktare Kula Besela. Yeah, I know. Well, but you are right. So it's hard to bring a right, but I just wanted to show it's hard to bring a right from Rashi from the Lashon Zochar to Nekeva. But I think you're right anyways. Because in this case, it's in one sentence. V'ilo tal bin lachatzoyin ashet tigomer melechas kula. But Rashi's not careful with Lashon. It's mashma like that. Zochar and Nekeva. Neither is the Gemara. But no, just an important thing to remember. But I guess in the same sentence, he wouldn't switch. In the same phrase. I guess you could assume that. But I like the pshat anyways. The pshat is very good. Okay.
How come it wouldn't be Talbin at that time until...
Oh, because it says it's not Malbin until you finish with the work.
The actual, meaning it would never be that way. Like
yeah,
even if
right.
You just did it Pesela,
before
it
you
would,
tied it.
Before you tied it, it would.
No, it wouldn't turn. Okay. All right, so you want to do Tana Rabbanan? Barishona?
Tana Rabbanan. Barishona, how you kosher in Lashon Shel Zohoris al Pesach ha'ulam?
It's an ingenious pshat, by the way, in Rashi. Because Rashi shows why it couldn't change a second before. In other words, why couldn't it change a second before? The answer is as long as he's osek in the Maisa of the tying at Maisa Shuret, it's not going to be Malbin. So that prevented it. And then Rashi had to work out that once he's finished, he's already too involved in the Maisa Dechifa, so that he won't fail to be dochev. It's an ingenious pshat that Rashi worked out. And you just take a look at the Gemara itself, you can't figure it out. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. You really see Rashi uses ingenuity.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. You would think that that's what is wanted.
Right.
Right?
Right. So, translate?
Yeah.
So, at the beginning, they would tie the Lashon Shel Zohoris and the Pesach HaUlam on the outside, and when it was, if it became white, they would be happy, and if it wasn't white, they would be sad and embarrassed. The skin of she used your kosher on Pesach Ulam Nibifnim. So they made it to tie it on the inside of the Pesach Ulam. The Adayin Hayu Matzitzin, they're rowing. So I guess they would still try to get a glimpse. Hilbin Hayu Smeichin, or Hilbin Hayu Atzobin. So it's the same problem. So the skin of she used kosher and also Chetzio Visel, the Chetzio Bin Karn. So they made up another takana that they should tie it half the way on the sela and half being karm of the side. Amrav Nachlon Bar Papa.
Right.
Yeah.
If they didn't want anyone to see it, so why do they even bother using it? Why don't they just dispense it?
Yeah. And what was wrong? Shouldn't they naturally be happy if it's
yeah.
Malbin?
Yeah, he said it was a reflection. Nivas Hashem, they should be very happy.
Correct.
It shouldn't be with.
It's a great
schuss.
Right.
It's a great schuss. Yeah, but the thing was, it appears this supports our pshat that we said yesterday. In other words, that they mistakenly took it to mean that they got a kapara.
Right.
So that's like a deprimative.
Right. That's why he was mispaishing.
Right. And they were depressed.
Right.
So that was not right. Because that wasn't the purpose of it. But the purpose was, it was to show man midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person's on the level to be roy for that, so then it happened. So that's not something that should interfere with the Simchas HaYom, because that's simply something a person should recognize. You're not in a mature way.
But even if they didn't get it, they should realize
they're just not on the level. It wasn't working, so why don't they dispense with it?
What do you mean? Dispense with what? With the whole thing, the whole mitzvah?
Yeah, don't use it.
What do you mean? You can't use it. You gotta,
why? They didn't want them to see it. So obviously it wasn't serving its purpose.
No, so but it was serving its purpose because people would find out from the Yeshiti.
Yeah, and that.
So then they'd know that.
So when you find out from
they wouldn't know whether it was marble or not. But they'd know the next day.
And the next day?
Next day, there's no Simchas Yontif.
And because they were so concerned with Simchas Yontif.
Yeah. In other words, it shouldn't interfere with the Kedushas Hayom. But this was something.
The concern was because they were involved in the primitive.
Well, you can't go around stopping everybody from being involved in the primitive. But you can stop them from having it to remove the Kedushas Hayom. You can't raise everybody up to the highest level.
I guess it was still functioning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu still thought, allowed it to be malvin.
Well, he wanted people who had a right to know.
They weren't worthy of it anymore. They didn't do it. So obviously, there were still people benefiting from the institution.
Right. Well, that's the benefit, to know whether you're right or not, for certain people, for certain high people. But it's a riot from this Gemara that it's not like the way everybody understands it. Because if it was really to show whether there was kapara or not, so then why then they should be saved. They should be happy.
Why isn't it putting these out for the Mount Zohar for the Yerush Sino?
Because it's going to interfere. That's something you have to work on. That's something you have to work on over a long period of time. It's not something that you should be said about on Yantav. The reason why they were said about Yantav was because they thought they had no kapara.
It really has nothing to do with Yantav. It's like
it's just because of the limit of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really throws all things through a different different framework. Totally different framework.
Yep.
Okay.
Amar of Nachum Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, HaKapar. Berishon Ohei Koshin Lashon Shel Zaveris Al Pesach Shem Yibishin. The Kev when she Giyah Sar Lomibar Hayam Malbin. V'yadu She Nas His Mitzvasa She Namer Miyihu Chaseichem Lashon Em Keshel Yobinu.
So when it's Nas His Mitzvasa,
then it was Malbin.
So the problem is that, what is Rabbi Elazar Kapar arguing on? He argues on one thing,
Well, he says that it's tied to the specific side.
No.
Yeah,
Bifnim. He doesn't know that they ever put it
up
on Elul Chutz.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, why is that?
So what is he all?
He wanted people looking, I guess.
For some reason, it wasn't appropriate to put it on Elul Chutz anyways.
Maybe he felt because the people were distorting his perception, so he put in a place where they really wouldn't be able to
They knew the nature of the people.
Yeah, so he couldn't dispense with it.
Could be, or else maybe held Mibu Chutz is no good anyways. Because it's not, it's like you're, it's something that should be Hasnei Alechas.
Yeah, like it should.
Not like something a public thing.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Imagine a spectacle.
Right.
So Limud, when people would just know about it, that would be the Limud?
Right.
People don't exist, they don't have to say
it. Right.
They know the next day.
So
So why is it attached to Nazis and Sosa?
What?
But he's saying it would always be Mali.
Well, that's true. Or he's talking at the time in the rear when they were.
This is Bodhi Shaman. But he's saying it's tied to
not
me, even...
Didn't have this
smith
and...
You mean, if as long as he did, it always turned white, never, if it didn't,
Right, sounds like, right?
I mean, it wasn't Tully and Sky Israel. It was Tully just, in fact, whether he accomplished his mission.
Well, it sounds like very strong. It sounds like that's changing.
Boy, this stuff can work there.
Must be that it was working, the same thing, because he starts Bar Rishona. And that's what they started with, but then people started looking in to see it.
Right.
And it wasn't working. They were sad.
So he holds the same like Tanakama, just...
Seems so. Otherwise, why would we start with Bar Rishona? It's just that's how they did it.
Right. And then he hits the one thing, that if it's Malbin, so they knew it was Nasus Mitzvosa.
Nasus Mitzvosa means maybe Karali, not just simply, that it was Zelkan.
So what is he saying? He just said,
I don't think
they're
I mean,
it sounds like he argues that he's saying
right.
It's always Malbin.
Right.
Unless Nasa Mitzvah, he means in terms of not just practically, but I mean, you know, like with a proper, I don't know.
So what was the purpose of knowing Nasa Mitzvah? So the purpose was so he could begin the laning.
When he starts the Kriya
Sator.
Right.
Didn't they have, but what was the purpose then of the whole system of the flare, of the
That's what my hope is.
Yeah.
It's not looking at the Mishnah.
Right.
If they use the flag system or the...
Or this.
So according to him, did they change it?
So according to him, they didn't do the flags, you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, right.
According to the Kampar, if you're learning that this, that it always changed, so did they change the system to Fancy Allah, Fancy Allah, Fancy Bain Tyrell?
No.
He argues on that too.
Well, he argues on that too, because... I think he
was the same Bar Rishona.
You know, he doesn't seem to argue on that.
Well, I mean,
But, one second, let's go slowly.
It sounds like you're just arguing on the first part, where he's showing what happened in the beginning, initially. They tie on the back of the door and the front of the door. And then he also has the Nasa and Sasa thing, but just on the factual part.
So once it stopped working, and then it starts to go on the, it's just in the OPR.
Right. I guess somehow people still got to it. Climb the walls.
People saying that this is a chus mitzvah. Gave him the right to make his kash baruch.
So what is he arguing?
Meaning.
That's me b'fnim. Maybe he means Bar Rishona or a different Bar Rishona. That originally when it was always Malbin, so they put it inside. So they used it to know when it's Nasus Mitzvosa.
Right.
But the other, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is talking about a different Bar Rishona. Where's the Gemara? Is another Gemara Lahar Rishona? You know what I mean? Like that originally when there was Zocha, so they had it on the inside, I know it's Nasus Mitzvosa. Very good. Very good. What the?
I'm
Rosh Hashanah?
Yep.
Look at you.
That doesn't bring me. This is Hoshita. What is before the Korban wouldn't.
Right. You say that the according to Rav Nachum Bar Papa that it was it's a key in Mikdash.
Yeah. And yeah, that they knew it was Nasa Barasa.
Yeah, that it's not really for the people at all. It's just because it's a key mikdash that this avoda should have the ideas of Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So why did say Yad Vishnas Musvasa? Didn't even have the idea.
No, because that's the. That the accomplishment of the avoda, that they should know that the accomplishment of the avoda is.
Oh, is it any pirshanus?
That's what I mean. That would explain why he moved in, because it's only kiyam mikdash.
But what? So what's the machlokes?
What happened after it stopped working? Did they just get rid of it?
Maybe he means that Barishona means originally when it was always Malden. So they had it on the inside, so it was Nasas Mitzvasa.
And after?
And afterwards, sometimes it was Malden, sometimes it wasn't Malden. Not that he's arguing with the Tanakhana.
And they kept it there. But they kept it there? Or
so then they moved it outside.
Because it wasn't functional.
Because it wasn't functional.
Oh, at all. I see. That's when people got upset.
Yeah. In other words, originally they when it always changed, so they put it on the inside, such an Amanasas Mitzvasa.
And that would help them went to Kriya Satara.
Right.
It was functional.
But then later, when it sometimes didn't, sometimes didn't.
It wasn't functional anymore.
So it wasn't functional anymore, so it just put it on the outside, so everybody should know whether it was a Malban or Namal.
And then people got upset.
So they put it back on the inside.
That's good.
Why do they want everyone to know? Why
they moved it on the outside? You mean why didn't they move it on the outside originally?
Yeah, or just leave it where it was. Like when it stops working, why would you move it?
No,
because people wanted to know whether it was Malbin or not. It was when it was always Malbin, so they put it on the inside. There's no need to put it on the outside, because everybody knew it was always Malbin. But then what happened? Then it was just served function of Nasas Mitzvasa. But then when it started in Malvin, and sometimes it wasn't Malvin, so people wanted to know what would happen, so they put it on the outside. And then they saw people getting superstitious about it. They're not looking in the right way. So they put it back on the inside, and then they put it back on the soil.
But why
wouldn't
just wanting to see it that they're relating it to it in the wrong way? Or probably
not necessarily. The problem was the whole Yismech and Wayo Tzavan.
You couldn't really tell
them
they were willing to
it
the wrong way.
Right. That's right. That's the only way I've
learned. Right.
Otherwise, it would be a funny machlokes.
Yeah. a machlokes.
I'm saying it's not a machlokes.
Not a machlokes at all?
No.
Actually, what do they start with?
So the first, the Tanakhama is just telling you he wants to tell you about the Rukoshna, so Chatzir Veselva, Chatzir Ben Kanov. Rav Nachum, but they added the information that originally was used to show whether the Nasas was Svasana. That was originally when it was always Malbim. And then when it was Malbim sometimes, so that's where the Tanakhama starts from. It's Mamar Chod and Mamar Chod of Lo Pligi.
Why do they both use the lesson of Barishona?
I mean, it's two Barishonos.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Why?
I don't know if the lesson is Dafka. Yeah.
Is there a reason why they wanted them? Like, let's say when it wasn't, it stopped being Malvin all the time.
Is there Maria in this?
Wonder, I thought so. I just asked him. I said, it sounds like Maria would talk about something like that. Just text him.
Should I check if I have Maria in Yuma?
Where is it?
No, you won't find it. If I have it, so.
Where is everybody?
Where's it?
When's it come back, Sukkot?
I don't know. Maybe because there's no dorm.
Someone else in there?
I don't care. He's on the
phone for
you,
bro?
Yeah. You can talk to him.
Why are you coming back?
First, Mandy says hi.
Yes, hi, you're coming back.
When are you coming back? Mandy wants to know.
After Sukkot, it looks like.
Hopefully the dorm will be ready by November 1st.
Where are you?
South Perry.
You're Gus?
Yeah.
How's Menachem Leap Tank doing? I read his stuff. It's not bad. You go to Rabbi Leap Tank's share?
No.
I just get his stuff on email. Some of it's pretty good, actually. It's not bad stuff. He explains stuff no one else talks about, which is pretty interesting. How Pasha's developed in Tanakh. It's very good.
Are you going to a lifting scene this year?
It's not a fever.
Yep.
That's a start.
How's that going?
Ready?
What are they learning this year?
What am I saying?
All right, enjoy. Here,
yeah,
go
driving.
What are
you
saying right now? Hmm? When you leave, it's Galaramos. Oh. And that's the best I can make it. What's the other choice? The other choice says Machlokes. So what would Machlokes be? Machlokes would be whether, the funny Machlokes, I mean, in Metzius.
Right.
I think it would be Machlokes in Metzius, no?
On
whether it always changed or not. Yeah, on whether we announce.
That's the work out.
That
would be very hard. You already know the history.
It'd be impossible. I mean, it either wasn't or was Malvin or was always Malvin or not.
Could be an Achlokes what they started with. Did they start by putting it inside or did they start by putting it outside?
Yeah, but he says, but it wouldn't work out because he says that they knew there was Nasas Mitzvasa.
Right,
but the Tanakhama says that the problem was that sometimes it wouldn't work. And the people would get upset. So you can have Machlokes and Messias.
Sometimes if it didn't turn, obviously they wouldn't start. They wait until the system was, until the flag system worked or whatever. Whatever the other
Machlokes
is.
No, one second. I don't understand.
So my focus when they started, right? Did they wait till they got to the minbar? Or did they use the flags? Or did they wait for Rimmel's time? Right?
Yeah, but what's my flags? Forget about flags. What's the machlokas here between the Tanakhama and the second one?
Where did they hang the string originally?
That's the only machlokas?
Yes.
So what does it mean, Kirin Shigia, Sela Midbar, and Mabim, the other Shnasas, but it's
Vasa? So you're saying that the reason they hung it originally on the inside was because the primary purpose of the Lashon HaZoharis was to tell you it was a Kiyam in the Avodah Seyam.
What do you mean? Did you have flags or didn't have flags?
You had flags as a backup.
As a backup?
In case it didn't turn.
So then what do you need the...
Because if it did turn, it would be quicker. It would turn right away. The second it was done, the flags, you'd have to wait till it was relayed. It would take an extra 5 minutes.
It would take extra time.
Everyone's sitting there. Everyone's waiting for the Torah. Everyone's sitting there with the Torah, waiting for him to start.
It's not much of a list. It's keeping Shigia Sela Midbar in Malbin.
Right. But we know factually it didn't turn every year. So
but that's not what he says.
You're going to have to say they're all factually arguing on that, though.
The other Shinasis Mitzvah.
Right, so I'm going to be actually arguing on whether or not it turned every year.
You mean to make a difference of 5 minutes?
Right. 5 minutes.
So what's the machlokes?
What is the primary purpose? I mean, a possibility. What's the primary purpose of the Lashon HaZoharis without, like, Kiyam of the
That's a hard shot. And it's not mashma from the Russian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You see anybody saying anything? I mean, this is the best I could do.
Wait,
I would say it's not a machlokes.
Why would they hang it up on the outside? Like, what would be the benefit of them? Like, if it wasn't Malbin. Right, you're saying according to there's two stages, the gym, because there's always Malbin. Then they brought it out. But when it was, when it stopped being Malbin all the time. So what would be the benefit for them to see if it wasn't Malbin?
Because they should know if they're on the level.
They should get depressed about it, but they have a right
now. Right, they have a right now. I mean, that's what I think. Is there real love on there?
I mean,
that's what I think it is. Unless somebody has some reason. Okay.
The reason they moved it in so there wouldn't be a busha for them?
Right.
Even though it would be sad, but it
wouldn't
be a busha.
Well, two things were bad. I mean, you're not supposed to be atzav
and yantav. And the busha is simply because of a couple
of them? Well, what we said was that the purpose of it was really to know whether you're on the right level.
Right.
But not to take it as a sign of whether there was kapara or not.
Right. That's
what I said. Right. So therefore, the whole the smechem and yatzavim was not good because they were thinking the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean they're not on the level for Gilas Shchina.
What?
Doesn't mean they're not on the level for Gilas.
Right, it means they're not on the level if it didn't change.
So that's not taking it the wrong way, that's the real way.
No, but you shouldn't be yatzavim.
Shouldn't interfere with Simchas Yom.
Shouldn't interfere with Simchas Yom. The reason why they were yatzavim was not because of that. The reason why they were itself is because they thought there's no kapara.
Well, that's why, not because of...
Not because of that. That's why they were smechem. But really, it's just that they should know what level they're on. Okay? All right, so that's it. Yes?
I think there's another riot for that shot in the Lashon HaZoharis that's not a path, but we say yesterday that it's not really a phenomenon that we actually get kapara.
Yes.
I just went through a bunch of different, like, basically racks and, like, Jewish things, like,
Right. That's a good raya. Yeah, because there's no kapara. That's very good. That's a good raya. Because there's no. Right. No, you're right. That's a good raya because otherwise, what was the purpose of bringing the also Mishlech all together? Well, once you saw that 4 years before that it doesn't change, so if that was if the kapara was totally in that, so there wouldn't be any purpose in the whole thing. So you see that it has nothing to do with it.
Doesn't mean you weren't required to do it.
Doesn't mean.
If you knew you weren't getting kapara, it's only chayav, not so much of the raisa.
If it's not a kapara, there's really no purpose.
What?
Who says that?
Rashi.
Rashi. Who, on what daf? It's difficult. But it's only a simen. Doesn't mean it's definite. It's not a raya, it's a simen. Because it shows you the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean it's a raya.
It's a simen
in the universal. That's what I think it means.
Also, the Lashon
Shemachal
Kesh Baruch Hu
as well is
not necessarily meaning to this right now.
Right.
It means that in
general he's Mokal. Right. As well. Also,
the next Rashi, I don't know, but I mean, in the Mirah Maravi it says it's Udas, Sheshkin Shabbat Shal.
What?
That I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure.
What is the next Rashi?
The next Rashi, Nehemiah
Avidolik. And with and the Flam test.
So it's either Sheshkin and Shabbat Shal. You know, it doesn't say either Shemach Kadosh Baruch Hu
Simen.
What?
It doesn't say Simen.
Or whatever, it doesn't say either Shemach Kadosh Baruch Hu. He switches from Simen to either.
Where is this?
Okay, next Rashi, right after the one I just read. Flam test on that
one. You don't have friends there.
Oh, here it
is.
Yeah, it's not either stick, I was just.
It's difficult, I don't know. No, but then on the contrary, then they should have been smechen. What was wrong with smechen? Maybe Rashi just explaining. See, Rashi over there in Lama Tessim and Aleph is explaining what the Zohoris was. So he's explaining why it's they use that thing. Right? Tzemesorik. So why did they use that thing? Because it says Miyu Chatechan Kashonim Kashel Yabino. So that's why that thing was used as a synonym. I was explaining why they used that. Why that was used? Because of the pasuk miyu chateichem kashanim. But not that proved that there was mechila.
Right.
I know.
It's a home passer.
I don't know. I don't know, difficult. It's a simon, but he says it's only a simon. He doesn't say it's a raya. Right.
It doesn't mean, but you still, let's say, the list of the cows, like the Rambam, you still have kapar for those kind of things, huh?
Right.
So holding a bunch of
well, you don't know. You don't know. How do you know? You don't know what happens.
Sometimes maybe it just means it's not mokel to the, you know, kashan and kashan and rabino. It's not right. Kashel, like, we're still kapar maybe on kalos, I don't know, I'm just speculating. But, maybe there is a level of kapar still.
I mean, it should be, either it works or doesn't work, I mean. But the point is you don't know what a kapar does. So that's why you have a halachic system.
How could you not have kapara for your cows? How could that not happen? Like, I understand if you're saying, like, a regular chata is a new tshuva, and for chamur is a new tshuva, so you don't know if you really have tshuva or not. But if it's not totally in tshuva, so then how could you not have kapara once you...
Because it's a mochalanic, you have mechil and a kalos without you.
Right, so how does it not work?
I know, that's right, it can't not work.
Maybe there's a difference between that and Kesel and Galbino.
Maybe that means also for Hamoros. Maybe that's what it indicated.
I'm trying to say, maybe it's some kind of split. Doesn't mean there's no kapar. Just means that they're not over the level of Kesel.
Why would there be no distinction here of whether you have kapara or not? You know?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense unless you say, and why shouldn't you be smichim if you have a kapara? That's what I'm saying, it's just a city, yeah. No, that's not the kind of smichim they had, because they had smichim and not sovim. So if you're on the level of it shouldn't be that kind of smichim. It should be a person who is on a level, so he's not Sameach. He's happy he's Zocha, but the Smechem over here was the Smechem on the Kapara, that nothing bad is going to happen to him. They lost the Averis.
It's like a statement of Marxism yeah. Right?
Right.
It's like they're trying to get,
it's
like an emotional thing.
Right, it's an emotional thing. And I think the Rashi's loved after him. The Rashi Simon. It doesn't mean a Simon that this year there's a Kapara. He's explaining why that was used as a Simon for Mechila. That's what you have to say. Okay.
You said before that when it says the smith, you said it should have been the opposite.
Should have been the opposite.
That's what I was trying to understand what you meant by that earlier on before this whole discussion. You said when the Gemara said originally that they were when they saw that the turn white the smith, and you said the Gemara it should have been the opposite. You said.
Should have been the opposite.
That's what you said.
By smechem.
Yeah. I didn't understand.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, if a person is on a level, he doesn't walk around, with pride.
Right.
So over here was a different type of thing. It was a pride. It was a happiness. A different type of happiness. The happiness that there was kapar. That's the happiness of Yiras Onesh. So that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. I think Rashi flows a lot of that. Rashi is really trying to concentrate on why they use the Shani. From the Pasuk Miyuchatechem Kashanim. So that's why it's a simon, that's the simon that Kodesh Baruch was machal. Doesn't mean he definitely was machal. It's a simon who was machal. So it's midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's the main emphasis. That's what I think you gotta say. I don't see otherwise on the other words given on the Gemara.
Is that simple a bad thing? I understand that's not the proper idea. But is that a bad thing about
That's a bad thing, yeah, that's a very bad thing because that's like a primitive thing. That is childish.
Still level for that one.
Yeah, that's true, but you don't want to encourage that. The Rambam says you don't encourage that type of thing.
Well, it's supposed to be encouraging. Even though there is a proper idea, but...
Well, that's only if you have no choice. It's a very low level.
You try not to allow that to exist.
That's right. You don't encourage it. The Rambam says you don't encourage it. that's the thing I have to say. Okay, so what are we up to now?
Ready?
Yeah.
Just one other question about the last few years here. When I said he was solving the Chatzayim, I should see from the Lechus Kula.
Right. No, he's just saying that until you finish the malacha, it's not going to turn white. It's now it's in half.
Right. So it's not the malacha.
So it's in half because you're still involved.
Right.
You're still involved in malacha with the other half.
Right. Because if the half is tied to the rock, which changes colors, then there'll be no purpose in it.
That's right.
So if he sees that change color, he's not going to tie that onto the.
That's right. And he's saying that in general that even while he's putting it on the soil wouldn't change because he's not finished. As long as he's involved in the malacha of the Lashon Shel Zuris, so it's not going to be malin. That's what it means. That's the correct shot.
Tough Gemara, huh?
Yeah.
What's the halacha category of the Lashon Shel Zuris? It's a malacha, like. We did a Kabbalah from that pasuk, it's a part of the avodah. It's a malacha. Like, why is Rashi calling malacha? What is it halachically? This, how does it fit into the whole thing?
Well, it's not avodah.
It's
not avodah.
Right. So it's like part of the mitzvahs of the seder.
Part of the mitzvahs of the mishleach.
What's the seder mishleach itself?
It's a separate thing, apparently. It's the opportunity to show midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur.
Why does Rashi call it a malacha?
No, he means malacha. He's using the word malacha because he means working with it.
Right.
That's what he means.
It's like
he doesn't call it an avoda.
Description.
You see, you can move it around and have it changing all these things. Where are they going to put it?
Right. Right.
Right.
That's what Rashi says malacha. It doesn't mean real malacha. It doesn't mean avoda.
In the pasuk in Navi, is that like the source of the different Kabbalah, or is it like?
That's the source for using this type of thing.
Right, so like the problem is like Moshe being in the Midbar, you know?
Right.
They didn't have that pasuk, but they still...
Yeah, but the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says the Divrei Kabbalah are just saying what the Teshuva Peh had before.
So what's the idea of just the general idea of taking something scarlet red and turning it white? So it's blood or, like, what's the... That was sort of that we use something like this to indicate.
I mean the metaphor.
Yeah.
Well, that's a natural metaphor. If it's like blood, red like blood, blood is a.
Usually they do black. Usually they do black to white.
Scarlet.
Well,
no, the devil's red.
Scarlet. The devil is red. That's true. Usually sin is black and. No.
I don't know.
Sin is desire is red. Sin is black and desire is red.
Sin is red.
No, desire is red.
The devil's red.
Yeah.
So there's no particular key in having them in any of these places. It's just each one is just a response to a practical issue.
What's that?
Like for instance, hey, you're having it by the Pesach, having the string by the Pesach. Right? There's no particular key in that. It's just a good place. So
that's right. Because you see, you can move it around. You have the option to move it and to split it in half and put it in half on the soil and half on the rock. Mm-hmm. As long as what you have to do is just make sure that the gilui. Maybe it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu should take place.
I think you once said the Seir Shaleach, that part of the idea is to show that like sin is like an accident to the person. know?
Right.
As there's a part of the whole, you say it's
the right.
You can throw it off. It's
right.
Off.
It's extraneous.
So maybe the color is an accidental feature of something. No. So
okay.
The sin, the accident can change from one color to another. And that's your sins. If your sins are like this color, it can change to a different one.
Okay, well, it's good for addressing.
That was all I did. It's an accidental feature of the other. It's not the part of the
other. Sure, sure.
It's
well.
Good.
Bring out the chiller. Bring out the chiller.
It's good.
Just like snow is a feature of the land.
Good dress for a shower.
Thank you. Please, welcome.
All right, so we want to do the Mishnah. Amrilo.
Amrilo, Traigal, Yes, I am Amrilo. So
that was after they put on the sar, after they split it up.
Right. You can't go to the next avoda until the sawyer reaches the midbar. Shneimar b'shilach es ha-sawyer b'midbar. V'achar kach b'eschel ha-chatoseh ger mizbeicha. And only afterwards does the pasuk say v'chel ha-chalos.
There's only one problem. Problem is...
That's like 40 avodas later.
That's right. B'shilach ha-sawyer b'midbar, now what comes afterwards?
Kriyas
ha-tara. No. Shiloh has a sir of a man.
The seer chakras.
That's right, they are available there long.
And also the seer chakras of the Musaf.
And the seer chakras of the Musaf. And then.
Then you have this.
Then you have this. So why did Rashi pick on this?
It's also two psukim later. It's not even psukim. It's not really the next pasuk.
Right.
Well,
it's not the next pasuk.
It's not the next pasuk.
You looked at the pasuk.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's
even, there's another pasuk in between. It's there.
There's one more pasuk in between, right?
I think there is.
Yeah, they could read it all day long.
What's your question, Rashi?
Question on Rashi is that why does Rashi want? Rashi wants to show he can't be Maskel and Avoda until when? Until you finish with the Sar Nasa Mitzvasa. Because it says Shiva Chassan Midbar, and afterwards says Eschel Avachata Zakim Zbecha. Why does he pick the right away? There's another pasuk before that. Anybody there have a Chumash? Guys on the phone? Hello? Anybody there got a Chumash? Yeah, okay. What's after the Shiloh has a Sar Midbar? That's Shiloh Chassis. Which pasuk is that? That's. Yeah, that's out of place. Okay. And then what? Then what does it say after that? And then. Then v'eschel v'chatas. So why did Rashi go to v'eschel v'chatas akhtam as becho? I should have gone to v'eschel v'chatas akhtam.
Right.
Right, also?
Yeah.
The way Rashi's writing is like a lot because you can't do another avodah.
Right.
Like from the Rashi later on, and like the Rashi, everybody, it's you can't do the Mishnah. Is you can't do Kriyas HaTorah until...
That's correct. And Kriyas HaTorah is not an avodah. That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
The rough takes that question up. Yeah. And we're going to do the pieces. The piece in the third volume of the Kovach Shirim for Avamari.
Oh, in the art
text, so. Yeah, but there's a short piece. In the third volume, they have some short pieces that he submitted.
Wow.
Those are usually perfect. Especially when he wrote them. Yeah, it's really, it's a beautiful piece. We'll take it up, we'll do it.
Three volumes?
Leonardo, yeah, three volumes. You know, see, it's two of them in this year, and the last one is certain pieces from Rabbeisha and certain pieces from the grid. Beautiful piece, beautiful, ingenious. Part of it is from Rabbeisha. So we'll leave that question. But the other question he doesn't take up. So we've got to handle that one.
What's the other question?
We'll have to break. Yeah, what are the psukim again? The Shiloh has a soul of Midbar, and then afterwards says that the Fashir has begun. That's out of order. That's the only one that's out of order, right? And then it says, after that, what does it say? Right, so why doesn't he mention Vasa Solasava Solasam? He couldn't do that until after Shilachas Sava Midbar. Why does he go to Shilachas Shakta Mizbecha? I saw some of the Purushim on the side of the Mishnah is trying to take it. It says Lav Dafka, I want to say. But it's difficult. It's difficult. Difficult. What? So what are you saying?
That's the problem now. He sorts himself now. He doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean like Tira. He means live up to it. That's what he means.
What paragraph is it? But when he has Seder Kolamah, and Seder Kolamah, how does he have it? So, were you reading Perek Dalet?
Mishnah and Perek Gimel brings
a straight up
problem.
Yes, it was a contradiction.
Huh?
What is the contradiction?
Rashi
says,
Perkele says,
Matira,
right away, is Matira.
When do you do
the Haftarah?
Oh, I see the
Haftarah.
When
does that happen?
Mishnah,
the Gemara
takes
over. And
what
is
it? Where does it say? The Gemara takes over. Yes, the Mishnah has that. So the Gemara says change of Lashon from Maktiron to Lehaktiron.
But he has a Maktir and more inshal Parasar and Nisrafan later.
You're right. Right. After.
I don't understand. Yaakov. No, in Perigdalot he has it later.
Right.
So it's contradiction. So first it's Elo Ve'elohim. That's the order.
Right.
And then it's Maktir and more.
Right.
Because putting it in the pail is not really an avoda altogether.
Right,
it's motzia.
In order.
Lahaktir.
Right.
So he follows the order of the pasuk.
Right. So it says Maktir here, but the same thing Mishnah does. The Gemara says you have to change it to Lahaktir.
Right.
Why did the Rambam change it? So you take the Lashon of the Mishnah.
Right. But it's clear the order is that Elo and Elohim comes before. That's Chayav Chatz. Because the Gemara says everything's in order except for that one part.
Right, and that's the mitzvah as well.
Right. So there's no kashrut around.
It's funny that he didn't change the lashon based on the Gemara.
That what should you have said?
Lehaktiron. From Perikil, he should say Lehaktiron.
Well, instead of a Maktiron. Could be it's a mistake.
There's no other nusach out there.
There is no other nusach. You checked the Kabach?
Yeah, I checked the
Franco. Oh, really?
Yeah, I checked it in the back. They didn't quote any.
Maybe on the side,
maybe in the back.
Yaakov Yerla Frankel? Yeah, but what's the difference? The Rambam says clearly of Yerla.
Right.
What are you going to say?
He was a Rashach changer or whatever. He just took Lashon of Mishnah. He really meant to.
Right, so the Kasha comes back to Rashi. As a matter of fact, Rashi in the Chumash says openly that the only thing that's not in order is that pasuk. Everything else is in order.
That's
Gemara. Gemara, Rashi was. So we're stuck on that problem.
There's a big day's off, even though they're from the par and the sire of the, that's a good observation.
Yeah. Ask me one second. Just a second. So he says you can't do a vote until when? Until the Sura is in my game. She's on the Sura, yeah. See, I think maybe his raya is like this. His raya is really, you should have been mocked to the Emur, because that's part of the Vodas Penem. It's the Emur of the Penem. So why is it that it was postponed till afterwards?
Right.
Because you can't do any avoda until the Sura is Magila Midbar. That's what I should say.
That's
a better limud. That's limud because the...
Because that shows clearly...
That shows clearly there was the chia.
Got it.
And even though there was a lot of protected in between...
Yeah, even though... So that's just a matter of order. But this is a raya that it was nitcha.
It could be also explained in the Mishnah and the Rambam. It was like conceptually Maktiron. You're really supposed to do Maktiron now.
That's correct.
So the Lashon of the Mishnah, I guess Rambam also. It says Maktiron. Well, that's the change.
Right.
But it takes the Lashon of Maktiron because really you should be Maktiron right then.
Right.
But since it's Nidcha, you have to do it later. But
That's right. That's what I think Rashi's saying.
Right.
not changing the order.
But it's not just a matter of the psukim. It's a matter of the raya that was here, the raya that it should have really been before.
Why can't you burn right after you do the karma?
What?
Why can't you burn right after you do the karma?
It's the way to get to the midbar.
It's the way to get to the midbar.
Has it reached its destination?
Right.
Why can't you burn right when you get the chalav? And how do you get the chalav? You get the chalav.
Yeah, so once it's nitcha, now it's not. Now it, you need to see, you need the sawyer, the seam of the sawyer. So now once it's nitcha, so then there's a different system of priorities, right? Because you know, it can't be mitzuruf to the sawyer not to the fem anymore, because it's too late.
Right.
So then elo and elom come first. In other words, if he did it, he really should do it right away to be mitzuruf to the sawyer. And not to the fem. That's what the logical order should be. But so, since you can't do any of other, so it's nitcha till later. Once it's nitcha till later, already now you have a different system of priorities.
Why can't you just wait till the sawyer gets the midbar and then be locked
there? Because there's no tziruf.
No reason to do that.
There's no tziruf anymore.
Because once
the sawyer reaches midbar, it's the seam of the avoda, of avodas sawyer. So once you have the seam of avodas sawyer, now so mibuchutz. So then it can't be mitzurf anymore to the sawyer nasa b'fnim. So it's a mafsik. So once it's a mafsik, it's thrown to a later zman. Once it's thrown to a later zman, elon elon, half priority.
Because I guess the ikar karban is just the actor's name.
That's right. Okay. So
it's interesting. So in conceptually, the Seder really was, it's like an intrinsic Dechiyah in the Seder.
Yeah, intrinsic Dechiyah.
It's not because like a Seder, it's really, to get
really, that. You should have been Mitzar of that to the Sarah Nasa B'fnim. So the Sarah Nasa B'chutz shouldn't be a Mafsuk.
Right.
But if there's a Gemara of the Avodah Sarah Nasa B'chutz, so it finishes off that section. So now you can't be Mitzar of anymore the Amurim to the Sarah Nasa B'fnim. So therefore, it goes thrown into a later date. So then you have a different system of priority. This is just Haktaras HaMorim, and the other is a real avoda. The
process is broken.
Process is broken.
It's a priority system.
Right, that's what Rashi's saying. That's Rashi.
It's funny, it's Mafsik, even though it's not an avoda.
What's that?
Sorry. I mean, sending it out is the
avoda. It is an avoda.
It's just the sending out. I'm saying, but he still has to wait. According to the Chief, he has to wait until it's completed.
Yeah, it's
being over. Yes, mental is completed.
Oh,
the whole is sending it to
the middle. That's not when he waits till all, but he waits till it's thrown off. Or what's up? And she does.
I
don't understand. That's going to be a mafsik. It's funny, it's going to be a mafsik if she doesn't really have to wait that long.
Yeah, but you're saying the mafsik is that it's mashlim the whole set of the serum.
Right.
Mafsik is that the process is done.
Mafsik is process. Mafsik is that the process is done. The end of the serum.
Right.
We still have to be makel kela.
That's right. So that's a separate machayev because of the cheftz shel chaylov, not because of the avodas. So,
it's not part of the series of the.
It's not part of the series.
No, I understand.
But it should have been part of the series.
Why should it have been part of the series?
Because you've been mitzuruf to the Sarah Nasa B'fnim.
That's the finishing of the Hakrava.
Yeah.
So why is it not?
Because you can't, you can't do any avoda until you use Messiah and the Sarah Nasa B'chutz. And once you Messiah, that is not tziruf anymore. That's what Rashi's saying.
I don't understand why waiting is knocking out the tziruf.
Not waiting, no. The siyum of the Sarah Nasa B'chutz.
Why does that stop the Sarah Nasa B'chutz? Why is that?
Because you can't be tziruf anymore, because the two siyum go together. So once you finish with the, once the Sarah Nasa B'chutz is finished.
There's always something that has to be last. Why is Nasa B'chutz Messiah the avodas on the
seerah? Why is it, well, I don't know why, but it is Messiah.
It's the last thing.
It's the last thing.
Well, then you have the Haktar.
Why can't the Haktar be the last
thing? Right.
What do you mean the Haktar be the last thing?
Why can't that be the last thing?
Something has to be last.
Because the Messiah of the Shnei Seerah has to be the Sarah Nasa B'chutz. That has to be the Messiah.
What's that idea?
That's a good question. I mean, I could give you philosophy if you want.
Right. Because that
has to be the idea of that the person that goes in the wrong way, it's the fate of that person. that he's thrown over the cliff. But he goes over the cliff, so that has to be the Siyum. That idea has to be, that theme has to be the Siyum.
So it's like, it's a...
So it's a mafsik.
So it has to be less, because then it's that's the overarching that, idea.
That's correct. That's correct.
Is it called, it's referred to as the Siyum of the Siyum, or you're just deducing that now? That
I'm deducing that now.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Don't be so honest, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's
a
tough question. It's kind of
good, though. No, it's that it works out well. It works out well.
And Rashi
says. Shown the point. The whole point is that it's pushing it off.
Right. All right, so we'll stop here.
It's pretty straight.
That's good.